Okay, I've got some cool good news to report. I've got some upgrades to share with you. And for the first time in a long time, I'm going to ask for your help here. And what am I talking about? Brightlearn.ai. As you know, this is the book creation engine that I built, like 4 or 5 months ago. And it has now published 53,000 books. I know, that's a lot of books. And as you know, my mission for brightlearn.ai is to reduce the cost of learning to zero, to allow people to create books on any topic they want, including instructional books. Ultimately, my goal has been to do it in multiple languages and multiple formats. And I'm here today to announce that some of that has just been achieved. So you probably know that we have hundreds of audiobooks that are now available based on the popular books that have been created on the site. And of course, you can download those full-length audiobooks. Just go to books.brightlearn.ai, and there you'll be able to see the audiobooks button or tab, and you click on that. You can see all the audiobooks. You can download them one at a time. I don't yet have a collection available for a download, but that's something I'm pondering how to do. In any case, they're full-length audiobooks. There's no copyright protection, no digital protection. They're just straight downloadable MP3s. And by the way, all the audio of those audiobooks is produced in my local data center, or I should say my mini data center. It's 48 workstations that I have with GPUs. And I get to use them for different things. And so I've got a set of them that's dedicated to audiobook production for the actual audio files, which for some books is a lot. You know, it's like 12 or 15 hours of audio. So do the math on that. It's a lot of audio. Anyway, that's available. And there are more audiobooks every day. In fact, let's see. I'm looking over. There's an audiobook being produced right now. What is this one? It's The Suppression of Chlorine Dioxide Research. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the subchapter name. The book is Chlorine Dioxide, All You Ever Wanted to Know and More. There you go. So there's a book that would be censored everywhere else. And yet, on brightlearn.ai, you get to learn about chlorine dioxide, and you get to download the full audiobook, and it's all free, and it's open source, essentially. You know, I mean, really, it's offered under a license that is attribution license, right? So you can publish it, you can copy it, you just have to give attribution to brightlearn.ai. So with that in place, here's what's new. A couple of things. First of all, because of the improving economics of token costs, token generation, and some clever things we've been able to do, I have been able to raise the free tier of the book site from 3 chapters to 5 chapters, which means you can now generate a 5-chapter book completely free of charge, no token, no fee. It's just, you just register, you know, it's just your email address, and you can generate a 5-chapter book. And of course, we do the artwork for you. It's all automatic, and then we do the research for you. We do the writing and the citations, the packaging, the PDF that's downloadable, and then the hosting of the book on the site. Oh, and by the way, we've had almost 367,000 downloads of these books so far, and counting, right? So 5 chapters is now the free tier. And if you have a token for Brightlearn, and you can get a token from our store, either healthrangerstore.com or bright.shop, which is the store that has pretty much the same products, but that store is dedicated to supporting the Bright universe of sites that we have, like brightanswers.ai or brightlearn.ai. Anyway, if you have a token, then you can generate books that are even larger now. I think it goes up to 20 chapters, or maybe it's 22 chapters, whatever, or 21. Anyway, we've upgraded that. So again, you can create a 5-chapter book free of charge with no token. All right, so that's very cool. And on top of that, the other cool thing I want to announce is that we now have books in Espanol. Like I promised, huh? So I am looking at that right now. Let me bring up the En Español. I love saying it that way. It's fun. Let's see. El Código de la Diabetes Descifrado. Oh, yeah. Okay. Here's one. Mente Librada. Yeah. Very good stuff. Ah, here we go. Nutrición Sagrada. That sounds important. Let's see. What are some of these? Oh, Peptido Poder. So there we go. Oh, Poder de los Peptidos. There we go. The power of peptides, right? So anyway, I'm reading the book covers, and not all the covers are perfect yet. There are still a few little glitches. But we now have, gosh, it's over 100 books in Espanol that are available right now. So what you can do is just go to books.brightlearn.ai and you can click on En Español, and then you can see the books, and you can click on the books, and you can either download the PDFs or you can read them on the website. You can share the URLs, whatever. Now, this is where I'm going to ask for your help. Because of the economics situation improving, I've been able to make our costs lower for producing books and doing the translations and so much more. Of course, most of this is due to open source models, you know, some of which came out of China. So I got to thank them for the open source models. But here's the thing. I am asking you to help me spread the word about this site. And you can do it in a couple of ways. Of course, you can tell people about the fact that they can create a 5-chapter book on anything they want, completely free of charge, with the cover art and everything, and that the research is amazing because it researches hundreds of thousands of science papers and, you know, what is it, 140,000 books now? I forgot the exact number because it keeps going up because I have a bunch of automated systems building it. You know, we're adding books and we're adding articles constantly to the indexing engine, which is our own private indexing engine. It's completely unique. Nobody else in the world has this set of content. And every book that you want to write is composed based on research from our in-house hosted, you know, index document library. And so it can save you, you know, hundreds of hours of research to write the book that you want. So anyway, number one, tell people about the site now that it's a 5-chapter book that's completely free. That makes it extremely usable for lots and lots of people. So tell them about it and tell them about the 53,000 books. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 54,000 books. I just took a look now. 54,000 books. And they can download the books completely free. So again, I'm reducing the cost of knowledge to zero, but I need your help to tell the world about this. Of course, nobody in the mainstream media is going to cover this because, you know, oh my God, it has books about DMSO and chlorine dioxide and how to be free and about the benefits of gold and, you know, therapeutic peptides and how to grow your own food and things like that, right? How to be free. Well, they don't want you to know about that. So they won't tell you about this site. But the second thing I want to ask your help on is if you speak Spanish or if you know someone who does, spread the word about the Espanol book titles that we have now in our little biblioteca, you know? So right now I think it's under 200 books in Espanol. But of course, that's going to steadily increase to the point where we will have soon 500 books or 1,000 books in Espanol. And again, they're all freely downloadable and they can be shared. They can be shared, you know, with my permission. Just give us credit. That's all we ask for. So, see, the thing is, a lot of citizens that live in Spanish-speaking countries, most people there have access to the internet, but they're still impoverished, you know, in terms of they're not going to spend like $10 per audiobook with audible.com, or they're not going to buy books from Amazon and have them shipped typically, right? I've created the system now where any person who speaks Spanish anywhere in the world can, regardless of their income level, they can now learn everything that they want to learn for free. All they need is internet access. You can read these books on a mobile phone, and you can also use our engine on a mobile phone. You can create your own books on a mobile phone. So this is, it's like a breakthrough of knowledge for those Spanish speakers, especially at the lower income levels, who may not typically be able to afford purchasing a bunch of books. But now they can learn everything. They can learn, you know, mathematics. They can learn about history. They can learn about food production. They can learn about finance and economics. So many things, natural health, diabetes, you know. I mean, natural cures, all kinds of things. And if you, you know, the causes of autism, by the way, I've got a whole book. What is it? Vacunas causan autismo, right? So that's a book that I wrote, actually. And so now that's translated into Espanol. So you can spread the word, you know, if you know people who are Spanish speakers and who would appreciate this content. There's no tricks to this or anything. This isn't some giant trick. It's like, no, I just want to reach 1 billion people. That's my goal. And a lot of people speak Spanish. And of course, this isn't the last language that I'm going to be, you know, using for translation here. So next, I haven't decided what language to go with next. I might just do French because it's a pretty easy thing to do French after I've nailed down Spanish. But I also want to do Russian and Chinese. I think I might do Chinese after French, actually. And that's going to be very difficult because, you know, like I can read and pronounce and speak enough Spanish to know if something's horribly wrong with the book cover. Like, that's not right. You know, but when it comes to Chinese, even though I speak Chinese, like conversational level Chinese, I don't read it. I never learned to read Chinese because it's all character based. You know, every word is a little painting. Every word is a picture and you have to memorize them all. You can't sound it out. You know, it's not phonetic. So if my system starts producing Chinese covers, I have no idea if they're correct. Fortunately, I know lots of people who can read Chinese, so I'll run it by them. Like, what does this say? Also, I should tell you, well, anyway, so my goal is to do multiple languages, obviously, and to share this knowledge with the world. So we now have the bandwidth capability. We have the cost efficiency down where we can handle a lot of downloads. We can handle a lot of traffic, and we can handle a lot more people generating books. So spread the word. And let's help get knowledge out to the world. Now, one other thing I wanted to mention. I wrote the program that does the book cover translation. So please forgive me for the mistakes that are still there. The translated covers are not perfect, but they're pretty good. Some of them are perfect, but some of them are not. And I got to tell you, after building all the code for this and spending, over the weekend, I did this project, and it's harder than it looks because an English book cover, you know, the words can be very, very artistic. They can be obviously different colors, different locations, different kind of fonts and bolding and outlines. And then you have to somehow clean off all the English words and take the words away from the background and then just have a clean background with no words. Right? So that's step one in doing a book cover translation. So I have to use AI engines that can see and that can think about imagery in order to do that. And of course, my rule is I only do it on local compute, local hardware with open source models. I don't use any APIs to do this. I don't use Google or, you know, OpenRouter or whatever. I don't use any of that. This is all happening locally. So it's tricky. And I went through a lot of issues. But anyway, once you get a background that's clean, then you have to, you know, draw the Spanish words. And of course, you have to do the Spanish translation, but that's the easiest part because that's, you know, automatic with AI engines today. But you have to draw out the Spanish words with some resemblance to the original English title, right? So if the English title is all bold yellow text, then you want the Spanish title to be bold yellow text, right? And this gets doubly complicated because Spanish is bigger than English. There's more letters in there overall. More letters. It's not as bad as German, where the Germans just add like 5 extra syllables onto every word for some reason. None of us know why. But in Spanish, they just have more letters. So it's going to take up more space, right? But the book is only so big. So what do you do? Do you compress it? Do you use a smaller font? You know, how do you even sample the color of the original English? And frankly, you know, some of the book covers just are fails. Some of them are just fails. And I have to manually then kind of recue those for a regeneration. But most of them work. I'm pretty happy with most of the covers. I think you'll like them. So, you know, an English book that's like the dental revolution, how to regenerate your teeth, you know, naturally. In Spanish, what is it here? La revolución del esmalte regenera dientes de forma natural. It was like, there's more letters in there, you know? But it's mostly good. So check it out. We do have, I think I last looked, it's 167 books that have been translated, but we don't have all the covers yet. So the covers take longer, and I'm looking at the cover engine over here. Where's the cursor? What are we doing now? Oh, The Hidden War on Health. That's getting translated. The cover is right now. So we have multiple different processes. One process is doing the covers, one process is doing the books, etc. And all this is available for free. So again, with your help, we can help spread the word on this. It's the only library in the world where every book is free, and there are no copyright restrictions, just attribution license. It's the only library in the world where you can download the audiobooks with zero digital rights protection nonsense. You don't have to log into a server or run an app to listen to the audiobooks. You don't have to have permission from anybody to read a book like you have, you know, with Amazon Kindle or Audible or what have you. We have decentralized knowledge at a massive scale, and we've made it available in audiobook formats and online reading, as well as downloadable PDFs, all completely free of charge. That makes me feel good to be able to announce that, because that's a big deal, and there's more coming. So with your help, we can be well on our way to reaching millions of people. Remember, my goal is to reach 1 billion. That's going to take a while. But first, we got to reach 1 million. So I need your help reaching 1 million. We're like 40, almost 40% or 37% of the way to reaching 1 million people. At least that's just in terms of downloads. Probably page views is, you know, already many millions. I haven't even checked. But we're going to have to go 1,000x in order to reach 1 billion people. So I definitely need your help to do that. So hey, thank you for sharing the word about this, and feel free to use the engine. And if you encounter weird-looking translations, just please understand that we are not Google. We don't have government money. We don't have investors on purpose. This is me vibe coding this sucker and just putting it out there for free. And it's hope you enjoy it. Hope you value it. And please spread the word. All right, there you go. Now, if you want to use my other AI engines, I've got brightanswers.ai, which is our deep research AI answer engine. And then I've got brightnews.ai, which is a news trends and analysis engine. I've got some additional plans for that coming up. And I've got some, you know, other new projects as well. Of course, you can watch all my videos at brightvideos.com. And you can also read my articles at naturalnews.com. So thank you for your support, and thank you for, you know, just supporting the mission, actually, not just supporting me and our platforms, but supporting the mission of decentralizing knowledge and bypassing gatekeepers and bypassing censorship in multiple languages for the whole world. That's what this is all about. So thank you for your support. All right, take care. On this year's Mother's Day, celebrate mom, and we've helped you do that with some amazing specials and some gifts and some really interesting new products, all available from healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. So just
type that into your browser URL, healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. It will take you to this page right here. It begins April 30th at 11 a.m. and runs through May the 4th at 11 a.m. And here's what you can do. First of all, when you purchase $129 or more, you're going to get this free gift of our 5G defense. This is a really potent, amazing product, high density. You want to stock up on that because of how it helps your body naturally respond to peroxynitrite production. You can do some research on that. And if you spend $199 or more, then you also get this organic pumpkin spice oat latte, which is, that's a fan favorite. This is really amazing. It's kind of like, people think of it as almost like a clean, organic eggnog type of mix, but of course, with everything real, everything high density nutrition, certified organic and laboratory tested. In addition to that, we have several products back in stock. We've got our tart cherry probiotics, our brown flax seed, and our ginger immune support. These are stick packs that can be mixed with water or other beverages to make delicious drinks. And then we've got doorbusters, just limited quantities of these that are available. We've got our, for example, our Hydrate Elementals with organic coconut water and Aquamen. That's very popular, especially if you're active, you know, for athletes or anybody working out. Organic Lucuma powder, our organic butter powder that has also been recently tested for dioxins, in addition to the other things we test. We've got our, oh, very delicious creamy tomato instant soup. People love that. And plus other products here, freeze-dried mangoes like candy. Everybody loves that. We've got the clean chlorella powder, an extra 40% off right now. These are pretty amazing prices. And then we have a new line of our essential oil blends called Vital Guard. And I'm going to talk about these separately, but it's amazing. The spray, if you spray it on your pillow before you go to sleep at night, you're going to feel like you're in a luxury resort. You know, the blend of oils here is historical. It's even, you know, biblical oils that are known and have a reputation of offering protective properties. It's really amazing. It's called Vital Guard. That's brand new from our store. You're going to love those blends. I love them myself. Then we have exclusive offers from our third-party vendors, including water filter companies. We've got the seed kits here that are very popular right now from ARC. Good time to start planting food in the Northern Hemisphere, and you know, because of what's happening with fertilizer, etc. We've got our Elk Antler Velvet Gold from Daniel Vitalis, his company. The saunas, you know, so much more. Check all these products out. Again, just go to healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day to see all of these third-party vendor products. Here's the Triad Air, and there's the Big Berkey Stainless Steel, the Terra Quant Portable Cold Laser, etc. And then on top of that, we've got some, depending on the day, we've got some special collections that are hand-selected for you. The first day being beauty and self-care and glow essentials right here. A lot of those available, including our collagen. And here's the Colloidal Silver Mouthwash. I use this every morning. It's really wonderful. Tooth salt and so on. There's so much more. I can't go through it all. I'm only halfway down the page. So we have a lot of specials, some free gifts, and then some offers from our third-party vendors that will really save you a bundle. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. And remember that it begins April 30th at 11 a.m. and it goes through May 4th at 11 a.m. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And I hope that you take advantage of this, given the way prices are going right now with supply chains and, you know, the fertilizer shortage and the energy shortage, prices will never have these this low again, probably on any of these products. That's our world, folks. That's our world. So thank you for supporting us and happy Mother's Day. And we hope you enjoy these ultra clean, lab tested, beneficial products. Thanks for your support. Happy Mother's Day. Take care.